is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we're launching into hour number one of this, the live Saturday edition of the program.
Special live Saturday edition.
Yes, it is an extra special edition because we're actually doing it from a different location. 99% of the time we're sitting in our plush Free Talk Live studios. This time we're at a kind of a wooden table in the corner over at Pork Fest, as a matter of fact. But it's a cozy little corner with a very nice view out of this tremendous mountain with all kinds of it's just so green here in New Hampshire these days. It's amazing, you know, having lived in Florida all of our lives, Mark, coming up here and actually experiencing seasons for the first time.
The whole idea of springing, I had never really gotten. You know, when they say spring has sprung, wow, it really just blows up out there. The buds come from everywhere. You spend 3 months or 4 months, and you know it's covered in snow and ice, and all you see is brown or white.
Yeah, and of course, as a result of that sort of contrast, it really makes it so you appreciate spring when it comes back. When all those leaves come back, it seems even more green here than it did down in Florida.
And that's just right. The leaves come out and the bugs follow shortly.
I haven't really noticed a huge problem with the bugs. People in New Hampshire complain about the bugs,
right?
But they've never been to Florida.
People in New Hampshire have no idea what the bugs are like all year round in Florida.
So here we are. We're live from Pork Fest, and there's a lot going on, and I want to talk more about what's happening with Pork Fest, just because it's an exciting event. We've been talking about it for several months, and of course, all the details on it are at porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com. Show will operate as normal. The phone lines are open at 800-259-9231. You, as always, can bring up what you want, but we are going to start things out with a guest who happens to also be attending here at Pork Fest. His name is Bernard von Nothaus. Am I pronouncing all that correctly?
That's pretty close, Mark.
Okay. I'm Ian. This is Mark. And the reason I ask is because the first time I met you, you pronounced it Bernard. And I thought, well, that's funny. It's spelled the same way as my last name. And I pronounced that Bernard. And so it's a little confusing. But nonetheless, you are here. And you are the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar. You are the man who created the concept in the first place. For those that don't know, what is the Liberty Dollar?
Well, the Liberty Dollar is an emerging gold and silver-based currency that functions on a one-to-one basis in the marketplace. So people that are tired of having their government money steal their purchasing power, you know, the price of gasoline has gone up, right?
Yes.
So, you know, in face of all that, a group of people have banded together to start a new currency that is inflation-proof.
Right, the same way sort of you could buy a certain amount of loaves of bread for an ounce of gold in 1913 when they went to this fiat currency system that we currently have called the Federal Reserve Note. You can pretty much buy about the same amount of loaves of bread with an ounce of gold now. So it's essentially inflation proof.
It is inflation proof, and it isn't just loaves of bread, or it isn't just 1913, Mark. It goes back to biblical days, you know, where an ounce of gold would buy a toga, a belt, and sandals. You can still get a nice suit of clothes, a shoe, and a belt for the same amount of gold.
That's a good point. And in the United States, there used to be gold and silver behind the country's currency. They took that away in the early part of the 20th century, and ever since, the dollar has just been falling and falling in value, and it's just been getting more and more worthless over time. And most people, they feel like their hands are tied. They don't know what they can do about it beyond just continuing to suffer at the hands of the Federal Reserve Bank. But there is another option. It's been available since 1998, and you created it. How did you come up with the idea for the Liberty Dollar? What was the genesis of this concept?
Well, actually, Ian, you know, it isn't a matter of inventing it. It's a matter of reinventing it and adapting it to the current market situation. I mean, you know, because as you pointed out, we used to have gold and silver-based currency. It was issued by the government, and it worked very well up until 1913. And then, of course, that's when the Federal Reserve was brought in and the income tax.
Now, why would the federal government want to bring in the Federal Reserve?
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, when you got a war, you have to pay for that war.
Mm-hmm.
And you either tax the people or you inflate the money. Well, you can't inflate the money if you've got a gold and silver-based currency.
Right. Unless, I suppose, the Romans used to clip pieces of the gold and silver, and that was the closest they could come to inflating the currency. They'd keep a little bit of gold and silver. The government would keep a little bit for themselves. But that's about all you can do as far as inflating gold and silver.
Right. Well, you know, the clipping was one way of doing it, because they would clip off a little bit off of every coin.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd remelt that, and then they would put that out at the same face value as the other coins. And another good way that they did also was is that they would call in all the coins, and they would remint them with a lot less gold and silver.
Huh.
And they did that over and over and over again. Matter of fact, it was a very popular way for Caesar to generate money that he needed for his own campaigns or for his lavish lifestyle or whatever.
Now, I was just going to say, because the politicians realized that people don't like to be taxed. They don't like to have their money taken away from.
That's
significantly
true.
Easier to dilute their money, and you know, nobody really raises a fuss about it. They tell us, as a matter of fact, that inflation's good. That's what the government, you know, the government has the hubris to say, oh, inflation is good, when in fact what they're doing is making our single dollar bill worth a little less each year.
Now, hold on a second, Mark. I think you're being too kind. Okay, let's identify inflation for what it is, because here at Porkfest, I've talked to a lot of kids that are half or a third of my age. Okay, I'm in my mid-60s. So, you know, I talked to some kids today, and I said, hey, were you aware that... Actually, I didn't think I'd put it that way. I said, you know, you're probably aware that inflation is part of the normal monetary system. And they go, well, yeah, right, you know. One guy says, oh, yeah, we've always had inflation. And I looked at him. I said, are you guys crazy?
Hmm.
And they looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, hey, listen, we had no inflation till 1913.
Yeah.
Inflation is what the government would have us think is normal, when reality, the correct word for inflation, for loss of your purchasing power, there's only one word for it, theft. It's the government stealing our purchasing power. And you alluded about how much it was, Ian. I'll tell you, since the Federal Reserve came in 1913 till 2001, the U.S. dollar lost 96% of its purchasing power.
That means stop at 2001. That's the last time maybe the statistics
it's going great
came
guns.
It's not going down.
Actually, you know, what happened in 2000, after 2001, is even more alarming, if you can imagine something more alarming than losing 96% of your money. I mean, that's 96% of all the money in the United States. That's an enormous amount of money.
But where did it go to, Bernard?
Well, it went to a three-letter word, which is pretty ugly.
Keep me in suspense. What
come on. It's a bad
war.
War. Very
war,
good.
Okay.
It went to war, and war.
Wow.
Okay? This is what it's gone to, because immediately following 1913 was 1914, which was...
the commencement of World War One.
World War One.
But we didn't get it until 1917, correct?
I know that. Well, but, you know, we were still building up a lot of arms, and we were the main supplier, the main war merchant for England when it was in the war. Okay, so you had World War One, and then you had World War Two, and then the Korean War, and then the Vietnam. Do you know how many wars, how many military conflicts we've had since 1913 to the present? Now, don't forget about when Reagan...
Grenada.
Don't forget about when Reagan sent the U.S. Navy down to Grenada.
Yeah.
Okay, but now there's... and there's Somalia. But, I mean, how many do you think?
Somewhere around 10.
Oh, God.
No?
Oh, no.
Well, I heard...
But more than that.
Really?
What?
Yes.
How? Over 300 military actions have been mounted by our government without approval, the vast majority, and without approval of Congress. And, you know, congressionally, Congress must approve every war.
Sure.
Yes, in theory, at least. They don't bother with it, apparently.
They don't do it anymore. Right. The last time they did that was with World War II.
Sure. No one holds their feet to the flames either, so they can get away with it.
Well, the little bastards, you know, just do what they want to do.
That's right.
You know, and they can do that. Why? Because they have fiat money. As long as you have
money. They can pay for it by just printing
it out, because it's very difficult to get an what is mostly an anti-war population in America
right now.
Pony up on a voluntary basis to fund these things, so they just turn on the printing presses. We're going to come back with more with Bernard von Nothaus. He is the monetary architect, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, America's number one alternative, real money-backed, value-backed currency. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D, the numeral 2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This
is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, though we would prefer that you have a question for our guest, who we'll reintroduce here in a moment. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including the updates. You just get signed up. We will clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. We'll get you on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI does a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Now, we're back with our guest who's sitting here with us. By the way, we are at Pork Fest, live from the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. Is this the fourth annual? I believe this is the fourth Pork Fest.
Sounds right to me.
Of all time. It's our first one, and I'm really enjoying myself so far. Of course, I'll be enjoying myself more once I'm off the air, and I can relax for a moment. But we've actually got Bernard von Nothaus, and he is the monetary architect, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, which, according to his business card, is America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Now, you wanted to correct me on something, right?
Well, yes. I mean, you refer to the Liberty Dollar as something or other alternate currency. And, you know, alt has a whole bunch of different meanings, alternate lifestyles, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we like to position the Liberty Dollar is that it's America's second most popular currency.
Ah, yes.
Okay. And if we do acknowledge the U.S. Dollar's supremacy in the marketplace right now.
Sure. But they do have the king of the hill position at the moment.
They do, you know. But at least now there's some competition, you know, because before, if you didn't like the government money, you really didn't have a choice.
Right.
So instead of using alt, we like to use the word emerging, because it's emerging currency.
Right. Now speaking of emergence, the emergence of the Liberty Dollar, again, it's been around since 1998, coming up soon, presumably on the 10th anniversary.
Right, here 9th next anniversary.
Year. Well, I mean, I don't know when it came out, but I mean, you're close to the
October
10th.
1st.
How many dollars are in circulation, Liberty Dollars are in circulation now?
Well, we publish that every year in the January newsletter. So last January, it was over $20,000, $20 million.
Okay, that's a big difference. $20 million Liberty dollars.
$20 million Liberty dollars.
All backed by silver and gold.
Yep. Well, it happens pretty quick when you've got a 1 ounce $1,000 gold piece. You can get up to you can get those thousands added up pretty quick.
That's true. But the thing is that this last year has actually been retrograde for our development. To be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
Maybe you're aware that the U.S. Mint posted a warning back on September the 13th.
Now, yes, I definitely want to get into that. We might as well do it now. But you'd gone on and done this Liberty Dollar thing for several years without a peep from these guys. In fact, there are statements on your website, which you can access at dollar.freetalklive.com. It's the easiest way to get there,
yep.
Because I am a Liberty associate. And the statements are there. The Treasury, I believe you got one from the Treasury, the Secret Service, and the Mint on there. They're all confirming this is a completely legal thing, Liberty Dollar.
Actually, you know, we have statements on there from the Bureau of Printing and Engraving,
mm-hmm.
and from the Secret Service, and from the Federal Reserve. We don't have any message there from the U.S. Mint or from the Department of Treasury.
Gotcha.
And it is the Department of Treasury and the U.S. Mint, along with the Attorney General Gonzalez, that we're now suing. We're suing all three of those.
Because they came after you.
Well, they really didn't come after us, per se. What they did on September 13th, Ian, they posted a warning on the Mint site saying that the DOJ, Department of Justice, had determined that use, not possession, mm-hmm. use of the Liberty Dollar was a federal crime. And because of that, it's amazing, people don't want to commit a federal crime to support the Liberty Dollar.
Sure.
You know, so it's had what we refer to in our lawsuit, a chilling effect.
I bet it has.
Yes. You know,
now, you had a boost of publicity there because of their press release, but
initially, yes,
tapered off after that.
That's right. That's right. After that, that kind of like sunk in.
Is it true? Now they can't. Wait, is it true what they're saying? I mean, is it a federal crime? I've got a Liberty, a silver Liberty right here.
Well, now $20. If you hand that to me, you know, if you hand that to me in some sort of payment,
right,
Ian, we will commit a federal crime right here on the air.
Right here. What can I buy from you, Bernard?
Well, you could. What can you buy from me? Well, you could. I have some books out in the car. You could pay for those books.
I'll pay you for it in advance.
Okay,
here
now,
you go.
Okay,
we're committing
now,
a federal
testimonial
federal crime.
We have our audience here, right here, the witnessing.
Yes.
Now, you can tell everybody's happy about this federal crime action.
Now, I'm looking at this piece.
Now
here.
He's handed it to you, Mark.
You're joining in the federal crime?
I guess
the audience involved, maybe, you know, so we could have a whole class action suit here.
So it says $20 on it, and
yes,
it's really made out of silver, because you can tell it's heavy.
Yes.
But it doesn't in any place on it say United States currency or anything like that.
No.
So it's not counterfeit.
Definitely not.
You're not counterfeiting anything.
It doesn't look like
a quarter, those
right,
little pieces of tin that they tell you were something before the 1960s when they were silver.
You couldn't possibly mistake this for something that would come out of the...
Right. This looks like it's worth something, unlike a quarter.
Well, it is worth something. And the point is that similitude, which is the things that you're alluding to, guys,
mm-hmm,
is not in question. The government dug up this inane law, Section 486, U.S.C. Code, Title 18, Section 486, and that's what they say that we're violating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this Section 486 is a very popular crime. since it was brought in 1862, there's been five cases.
So there's not a lot of case law backing up this Section 486.
There isn't a whole lot of anything
now,
except
this,
for hot air.
Is it a law or is it a code?
It's a law.
It's a law.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
Yeah. They refer to USC as U.S. code, but it's
okay,
a criminal code. Right.
Sometimes bureaucrats will make up rules.
Oh.
And they'll act like they're laws, but they're, you know, no U.S. representative or senator has ever voted on it, so I don't see any reason that I have to follow your little rule that you made up, Mr. Bureaucrat.
I don't
see
any reason to follow it even if they did vote on it, but nonetheless. So what are you doing? You said you have a lawsuit against the feds,
yes,
basically because of what they've done in this case.
That's right.
That started, was it early this year? When did that go into effect?
Right. That started this year. Let's see. That would have been March the 20th is when we filed that.
And now there's a bunch of waiting while they have to accept responses.
That's what's been going on, you know. And let me just mention that the reason we did sue the government is because after they put up their warning on September the 13th, they didn't start any investigation. They didn't bring any indictments. They didn't go out and, at that time, go out and harass anybody. They didn't do anything,
mm-hmm,
okay? So the game plan over a period of 6 months became very obvious, and that was they were just going to wear us down from attrition. You know, in other words, they were just going to scare our supporters and our business away from us.
Right.
Generate enough bad publicity to where those who are Liberty Associates like myself or the RCOs, which are sort of the upper level distributors,
right,
that they would be too scared to actually do business. So you said there has been some drop off, but obviously there's a lot of people that are just going to say, Bernard, we're going to stick with you. We're going to keep doing business with the Liberty Dollar, right? I mean, there's still a good cadre of people out there continuing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Except that the overall volume of business has dropped off dramatically.
Oh, my.
Right. You know.
So people need to really look into this and consider maybe getting involved as well. It's dollar.freetalklive.com is where you can learn a lot more about the Liberty Dollar. That's dollar.freetalklive.com. We've already got at least two calls.
Okay,
they want to talk to you, Bernard, so we're going to come back with those. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We're talking with the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar. This is Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. That would be the number to dial specifically if you've got a question for Bernard von Nothaus. He is the monetary architect behind America's Liberty Dollar. And you can learn more about the Liberty Dollar at dollar.freetalklive.com. Real value-backed currency, America's second most popular currency. Did I get it right this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good deal. We've been talking about not only the history of the Liberty Dollar. It's been around for almost 10 years and hugely successful, 20 million Liberty Dollars in circulation in the United States. And just curious, do you have any Canadians that are doing business with the Liberty Dollar? Is there anything any action outside of the United States?
Oh, yeah. It's actually quite large, although the focus of the American Liberty Dollar, of course, is
sure.
The United States. But, you know, Canada has the same sort of oppressive tax inflationary system
right.
that we have here.
Every other country in the world has a fiat currency. So
actually, of the 168 currencies in the world, there is only one currency that's backed up by gold and silver.
Yours.
That'd be it.
That's
I'd be the Liberty Dollar. And so, yes, Argentina and Germany and China and Hong Kong and Australia and New Zealand and England and Scotland and Ireland and Turkey, Romania.
The same scam everywhere. Basically.
Yeah, but I'm saying these are countries that actually use Liberty Dollar.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, right? That's great.
Yeah. I've been in contact with a big supporter in Romania recently who wants me to start doing a Romanian Liberty Dollar.
Now, awesome.
We've already minted Liberty Dollars for Panama, Ecuador, Puerto Rico, and Hawaii, in addition to the continental United States.
That's kind of a cool aspect. Another side of your business is not necessarily promoted heavily on your website, but it's something that people can do is they can get in touch with you guys at the Liberty Dollar. And if you don't have to be a country. You can be a business owner who wants to create his own custom sort of localized Mark's Rib Shack currency, for instance. I mean, you can do that sort of thing.
You know, there's a lot of currencies in a lot of different places. Believe it or not, I mean, there's Buffalo dollars out there. There's all kinds of little, I don't even know what to call these.
Community currencies?
Yeah, local currencies.
But they're not value-backed, though, are they?
That's right. They're not value-backed, although, you know, just 2 days ago, I was over in the Berkshires in western Massachusetts, in Great Barrington. And Susan Witt and the Schumacher Society has issued the Berkshares over there, which is a local currency. And it's accepted by the banks. As a matter of fact, when I stopped through town, I actually bought a bunch of Berkshares local currency at a bank and gave them Federal Reserve dollars for it. Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of local currencies out there. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of local currencies out there.
Now, the idea behind it, in case someone's just coming across this concept for the first time, is that you have this local currency, and the idea is to encourage local business owners to accept that currency and do business in that currency. As well as the Federal Reserve notes. But that way they can sort of encourage people to come in and use that currency with their local businesses, thereby sort of keeping some money in the community. Is that basically the idea?
That's right. Basically, Paul Glover actually got the ball rolling along when he brought out the Ithaca Hour in 1991.
Right.
And what he said was a dollar bill comes in town, shakes hands a couple times, and then gets whisked away by Walmart or some other big box retailer. Mm-hmm. So he said we need to have a currency, a local currency, that circulates within the community to help protect the community from the money being taken out of the community. In addition to the business aspect, there's the cultural aspects, there's the social good aspect. There's a lot of different reasons why local currencies work better in the community than a big mega currency.
I was looking at the article about the Berkshire dollar, and I found it interesting because there are some merchants in the area that have decided to offer their customers a discount for using the Berkshire dollar. So there's some really kind of cool business things you can do with these things to encourage people to use the alternative currencies or the community currencies in your location.
Well, actually, the whole potpourri of different things, because, you know, just imagine you got your own currency, you can do whatever you damn well please, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just like we discount the Liberty Dollar, so we inspire people to get the currency. And matter of fact, it's the same on the Berkshires. That currency is distributed at a discount also. So that means people actually get more purchasing power by using the local currency.
Right. So if you go to a restaurant that accepts the Berkshire currency, and you buy a meal for yourself at $16.50 instead of $16.50 in Federal Reserve notes, maybe you spend $15 on it. You get a little discount.
Well, actually, you usually don't get a discount at that particular time, Mark.
But when you buy them, right?
Right. You get it when you...
So you effectively get your discount once you spend.
That's right.
Got it.
You realize your discount upon spending.
We're just fascinated by the idea of value-backed currency. I love it. It's just... You've got an awesome product. Again, dollar.freetalklive.com to learn more. But we've got people that want to talk to you, Bernard. So we're going to go to the phones
let's
here.
Let's talk to them.
It is Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Bernard von Nothaus.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Frank.
I have a question regarding the legality of the Liberty Dollar. Correct me if I'm wrong, but with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, the U.S. government, in a sense, gave away its ability to create money to a private central bank, which was the Federal Reserve. And it was the Federal Reserve that actually instructed the Treasury on the amount of money it could print and the coins that it could strike. Now, I have a question, though, regarding the legality of the Liberty Dollar. Is it set up as sort of kind of like corporate paper that has the backing of the Federal Reserve, or how is it? Because, you know, the only currency that is legitimate tender in this country is Federal Reserve notes.
Right on, Frank.
I'm interested in that, and I have another question. You made the comment.
Well,
slow down.
Let's take it one at a time.
Yeah, okay. you got a fruit salad happening already, Frank. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just bite off on a few things here, okay?
Okay.
First, when the Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act, they did not bar the sovereign citizens of the United States from doing their own currency. Okay, so there's nothing exclusive there. All right. Second, the Federal Reserve has the only ability to issue legal tender. That's true, too. But the Liberty Dollar is based exclusively on the fact that it is not legal tender. Matter of fact, that's one of the points in our lawsuit, and we have stressed this repeatedly. The Liberty Dollar is legal, 100% legal. You can use it, but it is not legal tender, and we've never presented it as legal tender, nor a coin, nor as what is referred to as current money in Section 486. So there's your three quick answers. Now, you got one more question to go?
Yeah. The other question is this. What is it backed by? It's backed by gold and silver, correct?
That's right. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. The gold and silver is stored in
the ratio today of redeeming? If I had a Liberty Dollar and I wanted to have it redeemed in gold, let's say, how much would it be worth?
Today we're at the $20 base in silver. So if you had one Liberty Dollar in paper form, for example, you would redeem that. And you would have to redeem that for you'd have to have $20 to make a redemption, because only 1 ounce silver liberties are stored in the warehouse. And so you'd need to combine if you only had one, you'd have to get some more, Frank, or you'd have to make up the difference in Federal Reserve notes to redeem a 1 ounce $20 face value silver liberty. There's only 1 ounce pieces in the warehouse.
Frank, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. We've got to make room for other callers because people got questions for Brian.
We got a lot of questions there, too.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. It is an awesome concept, and I'm a huge fan of it. I don't even remember when I joined up. I think I've been a Liberty Associate for three years now.
You were born a Liberty Associate.
Yeah, it took me a while. It took me a while looking at the idea, and there's, again, a lot of information at dollar.freetalklive.com. There's a lot to read through and a lot to come to understand, because most of us, we've always thought that the Federal Reserve note is it, and it's not. There is another choice, and it's worth choosing, but you do need to learn about it before you jump in head first. It took me over a year really just researching and considering and making the decision to become a Liberty
Assistant. The book they have is amazing. I read that.
It's incredible. We'll come back with more with Bernard von Nothaus. Carl's on the line, and your calls as well. We'll try to sneak them in here in these remaining moments of hour number one. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you against liquor laws, but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com. udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition broadcasting extra live from Porkfest, the fourth annual Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival here at the very, very beautiful Gunstock Ski Resort, which there's no skiing going on right now.
Right. Even in New Hampshire, there's no snow.
But there's still a lot to do here, and we'll talk more about Porkfest in a little while. I think we're going to have the organizer of the event on in hour number two. But right now, sitting with us is Bernard von Nothaus. He is the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. If you've got a question for Bernard, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see what KeepYourAssets.net can help you, or how they can help you to be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. So, again, back with Bernard von Nothaus for the final segment of hour number one. And we've been all over the place. People are calling in. They want to talk to you, Bernard. So we're just going to go straight back into the phone calls and talk to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. By the way, I want to apologize to our internet listeners. There's a bug on our internet stream that is preventing the caller's audio from going out, so there's not much I can do about that.
We'll
right
do a little
now.
Repeating.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to... No, they'll just have to listen to the archives later. Anyway, Carl, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question. Well, I was jailed on trumped-up charges a few years back. I ran into this guy who had a similar concept for local currency. His name was Hartford Van Dyke. I don't know if you're familiar with his case. He came up, I don't remember the name of it. I think it was a rebate note or something. It was like a local currency, and they think they jailed him on a similar kind of charge. I don't know if it was 845 or...
I'm not familiar with the case there, but I can tell you that there's never been a currency issued like the Liberty Dollar because it's based on a warehouse receipt.
What does that mean?
Warehouse receipt is a legal document. It's a contract between a warehouseman that holds an ounce of silver like this and issues a certificate. In this particular case, the warehouseman issues $20 certificates, tens, fives, and ones in different denominations backed up by a proportional amount of silver that's in the warehouse.
Carl, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's sort of how the Federal Reserve note, back when it was called the silver certificate in the old days, that's sort of how it used to work. You were supposed to be able to take the silver certificates down to whatever Federal Reserve Bank, I guess, and actually have them hand you the appropriate amount of silver for that. That doesn't work anymore, obviously.
That's right.
But that's what's going on with the Liberty Dollar. There really is silver in an independently audited vault, so it's not like somebody's just making this up.
That's right.
There's really silver sitting in a vault somewhere with your name on it, basically.
That's right, and it's all been minted already, too. It isn't in big bars or anything. It is ready for immediate delivery.
Okay.
I meant to add that. I wanted to know, is this scrap silver you get from people? big chains with, Cadillac symbols on them. What kind of silver is this?
Actually, we buy the silver on the New York Commodity Exchange, and it is minted into 1 ounce silver liberties, and it's stored in the warehouse.
There you go.
So when we had a redemption once of like 80 something thousand dollars, which was a huge. I mean, that's 4,000 ounces. We never batted an eye. We just sent
there
in.
You go.
That was it.
Well, there's a contract. This is a cool thing. I don't have mine in front of me, but if you flip over the paper version of the Liberty Dollar, the certificate version, there is actually a contract there stating, here's where your money is. Your
terms.
Right.
Right.
And you've signed
the date.
It.
And I don't sign the contract.
Oh, really?
No, because
it has your signature on it, does
it
not?
It does on the face of the certificate, but on the back where the warehouse receipt is, that's actually signed by a warehouseman.
Oh,
I am not the warehouse, so not the one who issues the currency. The currency is actually issued by the warehouse to Liberty Services that then distributes the currency. That's been a problem in the past when people were both the warehouseman and the distributor, because then you
conflict
could go
of interest.
In. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Big time.
So how often is this warehouse audited?
Monthly, every month.
Great. And those are all viewable online for anybody that
Absolutely.
Really wants to do the digging. They can
do that. People do. Oh, they do.
I bet they do. I don't blame them for that. Let's go to the phones. It is Levi in Illinois. You're on with Bernard von Nothaus with the Liberty Dollar.
Well, how you doing? I'm glad to talk to you after reading about it. I'm an activist. I volunteer with Aaron's group and read a lot about these things. But as a kid collecting coins and stuff, some interesting things that I had collected were, way back in the 1790s and, 1810s, banks, by their sheer reputation, would write out basically, I guess, what today you could call a certified check, saying that by our reputation, this man is giving you this paper that's worth this much U.S. money that was then backed by metal. And everyday people today still write out checks that's just basically backed by, the promise that the bank is a reputable bank. And I don't see any possibility how what you're doing could be illegal, especially if you got, receipts for warehouse that this is there. You're running it like a business. You got your insurance. A place burns down, it melts, and you don't get enough back. The insurance puts the rest. What's the deal? You write a check every day. How could it
right,
be
well,
run?
The feds, I don't think the feds are claiming that Bernard is trying to scam people. I think they're claiming that he's trying to pretend like the Liberty Dollar is federal currency.
Right. They're just scared that there's a...
No, they're not even saying that we pretend like it's federal currency. Again, similitude. There's no conflict in terms of the design or the roundness or anything similar to, in other words, the way it looks, They're just saying that when we use a piece of gold or silver between two consenting adults, that was illegal.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I could get any
Welcome
old
to the government.
Yeah, exactly. We've got more calls. Thank you for the call, Levi. Let's go to Lou in Florida listening on WFTL. Lou, you're on with Bernard von Nothaus.
Yes, how you doing? Listen,
Great.
You didn't answer the first caller. What is the exact exchange rate between your dollar and the American dollar?
Well, it's 1-to-1.
It's 1-to-1. So what is silver going for now in American dollars?
Well, silver is around $13 an ounce.
So why are you exchanging at 20-to-1 instead of 13-to-1?
Well, because, you know, the thing is that you can't go out and buy...
So you're making like a 70% profit on that.
Lou, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Give them the chance to answer the question now.
Okay. You can't go, Lou, you can't go out and buy a loaf of bread for the 8 cents worth of wheat that's in the bread, can you?
Well, he's not
Lou's
there.
Gone.
I got rid of him.
Huh?
Lou's gone. He's a hostile caller. So I just want to go ahead and answer the question because we're even short on time here. Why is there a profit incentive built into the Liberty Dollar?
Actually, there's so many things to address here.
Right.
First, the $13 an ounce is when you're buying 5,000 ounces unmanufactured in New York City. So if you're buying anything less than that, the price is going
to
be higher.
Right. I just went to New York City and went to the Diamond District, and I tried to buy silver. I thought,
you can go out here and buy it for spot.
You can't buy silver for spot.
No.
I was getting the Canadian maple leafs and the Mexican Unos. Maybe I have those right. I don't. Some word like that. And they were 1 ounce pieces, and I was getting them for $16 a piece. And that's after I talked the guy down. And believe me, it's not easy to talk people down on the Diamond District of New York City.
Right. Exactly. And it's the same thing if you're buying a U.S. minted silver eagle, for that matter.
Right. Is the United States government cheating people when they sell silver eagles for $20?
No,
they're not.
You know, the thing is what the U.S. government is doing is that they're putting out a 1 ounce silver eagle that has 1 ounce of 3/9 fine silver in, and it has a face value on it of $1.
Mm.
So in terms of comparison between the two currencies, you have a choice of paying $18 in that sort of category for a 1 ounce silver Liberty from the U.S. Mint and using it for $1, or getting a Liberty dollar for $16 or $18 because it is distributed at a discount, and using it for $20.
And the reason why it costs more than spot is because it takes effort and money to turn a hunk of silver into a usable currency.
That's right. It's got to be weighted. It's got to be melted, rolled, blanked, weighted, stamped. You got your dyes. You got your overhead. You
Plus,
got cost.
Yeah, you're not subsidized like the U.S. government. So you've got
to
cover everything. You've got an office with toll-free lines. You've
got
to cover all that.
Brochures and everything else.
Let's go real quick to Adrian in Jupiter listening on WFTL. Quick question for Bernard von Nothaus.
Yeah, hey, great listening to you guys. Just got to turn on.
Thanks, you got to get the question out quick, man. Quick.
I'm just curious, how do you guys make money off this? I know it's a business, and I know it's a good thing to make money, and I can understand all
actually,
that.
The Liberty Dollar...
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you for the call.
Actually, Adrian, the Liberty Dollar is a nonprofit philanthropic project that I started when I retired from the Mint after 25 years.
Wow.
And so this is not geared towards making a lot of money. It's geared towards bringing back a value-backed currency, putting good money in people's hands, and protecting you from the coming currency collapse.
I think you're one of my heroes, Bernard, because you like Free Talk Live, have sort of gone out there and you've done the right thing, and you know that down the line, this is going to be worthwhile. Down the line, even in the last 10 years, there have been a tremendous amount of people whose eyes have been opened. It's really even more of an educational experience than anything else to open people's eyes to the Federal Reserve note scam, and you've done a brilliant job of it, and please keep up the good work. I know you're in the middle of this lawsuit, and I get your email updates, so we talk about them as time goes on, and we'll keep our listeners up to date here. And of course,
thanks, Ian.
I'm sure we'll have you on again, maybe at next year's Pork Fest.
Anytime, Bernard, before they send me off to federal prison.
Enjoy the bonfire. We'll see. We'll see you later. And hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know?